Well, I have met and I've discussed this at length with Irish Water in regards to the defective pipe network that they have coming from the water treatment plant in Gortahark towards the reservoir, which is serving Gortahark and Filcarran. What's happening is that the pipe going to the reservoir is bursting. The reservoir is then emptying. And as a result, there's large parts of Clonaily without water for long periods of time, particularly Filcarran Main Street, where yesterday up to seven businesses had to close their doors. People that serve food, people that do barbers, that do cut hair, that depend on water. And quite frankly, Irish Water cannot give them an adequate service, have not been given them an adequate service, and I have been raising this continuously with them. I had a breakthrough this weekend that Irish Water have now given in that they will replace the water pipes in that 2 kilometre section from the water treatment plant in Ardsbeg up towards the reservoir in Cashel. However, they are not going to replace the pipes until October, November, December of this year. What I am saying now is that people can simply not wait. Businesses are losing thousands and thousands of euros as a result of the inaction of Irish Water, and it's simply not good enough. So I'll be seeking an emergency meeting with Irish Water to try and get this project fast-tracked as a matter of urgency. But equally, with the calls that I've had from business people and from people that are doing carers and that are looking after elderly people, this is such an emergency that I will be putting petitions with business people into each business in the Filcarra and Clonaily area. We will be leaving the petitions there for a period of 2 to 3 weeks, and then we will present that to Irish Water, because this is something that must be dealt with and must be dealt with urgently, and Irish Water need to be serious about this. They have invested serious money in a water treatment plant in Gortahark. So the water that has been going through the pipes is as good as water anywhere in Europe. But the problem is, it's no good when it's not getting to customers, and the pressure that's now leaving the water treatment plant is much greater, and as a result, it's putting pressure in the pipes. The pipes are bursting. So I will be having serious discussions with Irish Water, putting serious pressure on them, and I will be making them act, because it's not good enough that they have an obligation as given to them by the Irish government to provide water to people, businesses and communities, and they are letting the community of Clonaily down, and I will not accept that.
The projected time frame is October. In the interim period, we are embarking on a tourism season, an influx of people to Filcarra and the surrounding area. I'm sure businesses are very concerned that this may not be addressed before then.
Well, from 2016 onwards, this is now the 19th or 20th burst that has happened there and has affected people in Filcarra and surrounds. It's affected people in Sruhan, Old Town, Dunmore, Filcarra Main Street, Ballyconnell, Drumnatinny, many, many townlands where there are many thousands of people living. So, of course, there's going to be disruption, and of course they're going to have to wait in Irish Water to survey and everything. But what I'm asking and what I will be demanding of Irish Water is that they get their finger out and that they start doing the surveys now, that they be ready as soon as is possible to start replacing this pipe. Because the good work that they've done in Gortahark by way of major capital investment in the actual water quality is now being totally lost by the fact that people aren't getting water. So Irish Water need to take their finger out. They need to get serious on this issue. They are investing serious monies in Donegal, and I appreciate that. But it is now time that they invest on the pipe network in Filcarra, which has been dilapidated for a long period, something that I've been raising for a long period. We have got pipe replacement done in other parts of Filcarra along the N56, but this is an emergency that needs to be sorted and needs to be sorted now, and I'll be putting that pressure on it.